Well, we went through two states. We started out, once we had the primitives and the rules for adjoining the symbols and how they are connected, it turns out, for example, that you only have to deal with the downstrokes. The upstrokes are thrown away. They carry no information. Mm. And so you go, you go down, and then your hand sort of drifts over somewhere. We can predict how your hand has to go based on the stroke that you just finished and the one that's going to start. Okay, that's nice, because you want to make a parsimonious hearing. Yeah. So we did that, and the first writing we did was essentially stochastic writing. You sort of go point by point. And when we produced this writing, it looked too much like what a kid does when they're just learning how to write, okay? It's just sort of, it's struggling, okay? You know, very angular, okay? And so then we came up with the idea that the motion of the hand is essentially ballistic. You start a motion. And it's true in all kinds of muscular events. Take your eye movement, for example. Your eyes are moving all the time, so-called saccadic movements in your eye. Well, during the time that your eye moves, you don't see. You don't know that you don't see. But your eye is doing a lot of moving, and it's moving of the order of a degree, maybe a little less than a degree. That's not a big movement, but your eye moves. The only time that you're on during movement, it's not the movement that you continue to see in what is called pursuit movement. So if you're following something, okay, your eye is looking at, if the speed is right, you can follow it. But ordinarily, your eye skips around from place to place. And you can tell by analyzing the signal that, as I say, it's ballistic. Once you start, you don't know. But then when you get close to the end, you sort of can modify a little bit as to where it finally ends up. And that's what we did with handwriting. We said, okay, your hand begins to move. How much energy are you going to expend? So that tells you how far it's going to go. How much curve is it going to have? So you have to apply orthogonal force to move it, and then let it go. And it gets to a certain point, and then you do the next. Well, suddenly all the strokes were nice and beautiful. Okay, so that was that. And then the analysis, by that time I had a couple graduate students, so we published some. They did. And you can do the analysis by trying to take these strokes, which now have a mathematical description, and do a correlation between what you think is a stroke and the handwriting of the individual. And so you modify the parameters accordingly so you can get the value for that stroke, go on to the next, and so on. It works very well. Nowadays, especially with regard to generation, you can get a program. You know, you can buy it for $50 or something like that, or $30, and it will write handwriting. That's perfectly good handwriting. Whether they use our method or not, I have no way of knowing, but, and again, going back 40 years ago, things were a lot harder to do, only because intellectually they hadn't changed. They're harder to do because the computers were not what they are now.